The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The two disciples recounted what had taken place along the way, and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you."
Hello, my friend. It's just a short time after dawn, and you might be able to hear some of the other voices around here. They might have more to say than I do. It's been an especially lively morning as I opened the sliding door here on my room. Very beautiful day, bright clouds overhead, and the morning light making its way here. That very first day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. This line from Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, 13 through 25, is the story. It unfolds beautifully, and it's, for me, a very dear story. It has more and more to say to me, so I have a feeling it's going to be with me for as long as I'm around. A page to open, a book to walk in, part of my own journey. Or as St. Peter says today in his letter, his first letter to us, he talks about your sojourning, realizing that you were ransomed from your futile conduct, and that you and I are filled with new life. Just ransomed is one of his words, by the unblemished Lamb, the foundation of the world. So this encounter that's going to happen on this walk, it's really quite beautifully simple, is the foundation of the world. It's our soldier, and it's mine right now with you as I just take a little while for this reflection. I enjoy joining you here, and here as you and I know are many different places. It's wonderful to hear people and find out where they've been listening into us and where we sit with each other. So maybe you don't, and I don't either, often when I start these, know where I am. Oh, I can tell you the chair I'm sitting in now, and I already mentioned the world I'm in, its voices out there, but to take the time to be here. Not so much think about it, but sense it and feel it. In some ways, these two people, whether they were a man and a woman or two men or whatever combination of genders, were walking along, leaving Jerusalem, terribly troubled, and really thinking a lot, really pursuing the thoughts of the events of the days before that. In fact, they were so upset that when they met Jesus, they said, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that had taken place there in these days?" Well, you and I might now, with hindsight, say he knew them altogether too well. He took them on, took them in, and rose up from them. The encounters, the judgments, the crucifixion, the burial and the rising, the very heart of our kerygma, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Whether you're Christian or not, this is the center of our faith, the center of our life, the foundation and the center of our sojourn, our walk. And so to hurry through this is to miss the whole thing. To take time with this story I'm barely touching today, just to begin the walk again. Just to let Jesus find us on our own path. And again, that may not be your name for God. It may be Christ or God, or you may, in a wonderful place in your life, not have a resonant name, but felt sense of. the one who approaches you now, who is with you, who is with me here, who is in a sense disguised, not intentionally, but in fact by my own life. And it was in this story, the journey to Emmaus, that Jesus was disguised by these men's own judgment of the days before and the events, in fact, to the point of anger. They are almost yelling at him, "Are you the only visitor who does not know of these things?" And that "no, we know" is sort of the operative word. And Jesus comes here to break through our knowing, what we think is, what we've decided is and might be. The new day comes not from a new idea, but from an encounter, from the presence of the living God, the one in whom we live and move and have our being, Acts tells us. The one who moves with us now on this very simple path of questioning that becomes conversatio, an engagement of understandings, of meaning, of experience. And so the beginning is really not only the beginning, but it's the whole journey and the end. The beginning is the fresh start, the openness of our hearts. We hear in this beautiful passage near the end of it, before they head off to Jerusalem to tell everybody what happened, they say, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?"
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are not our hearts burning within us?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are not our hearts burning within us? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are not our hearts burning within us? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are not our hearts burning within us?
Of course, the scriptures for them and for us might not be ideas, but they were journeys, other peoples with God. They were their passage and God's passage with them through thick and thin, as we would say, up mountains and across deserts and through seas and through turmoil and through death and trial and into bright light and around tables. An acknowledgement this God who walked with them, stayed with them, camped with them, never left them. But I might have a different idea of that journey and that name and that presence. I may have even received that from some organized place in religion that seemed not to open my heart to the sojourn, to the passage, to the place now when one encounters us and will walk with us and indeed come with us to the table. If we say to that one too, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over." Right now I'm beginning this day with you, and it's such an honor to whether it is for you or not, to be the first person I've shared any words with. It's mostly the last hour or more been listening. And may that be more and more my path and yours, so that while we're on our sojourn and someone comes upon us and we, they, the Word, the Spirit, might stir us to see a new way. Blessings, my friend. May this day open for you, this moment. May this be a fresh time, an open time, that very day, the first day of the week. Peace and blessings. Journey well. Dan and Greg blessing you happy Easter days as they continue to go on and on and on, traveling together.
Thank you. Alleluia, alleluia. Are not our hearts burning within us?
Alleluia, alleluia. Are not our hearts burning within us? Alleluia, alleluia. Are not our hearts burning within us? Alleluia, alleluia. Are not our hearts burning within us?
Open our hearts, O Lord, to listen to the words of your Son.
Alleluia, alleluia. Are not our hearts